Iku iku sawijining dina srengenge.
It is a sunny day.
Keluarga lunga menyang taman.
The family goes to the park.
Dheweke pengin duwe piknik.
They want to have a picnic.
Dheweke lenggah ing suket.
They sit on the grass.
Dheweke mangan sandwich lan woh-wohan.
They eat sandwiches and fruit.
Sinar matahari padang lan anget.
The sun is bright and warm.
Anak-anak dolanan game.
The children play games.
Kulawarga iki ngguyu lan omong.
The family laughs and chatters.
Wong-wong iku njupuk akeh foto.
They take many photos.
Wektu kanggo mulih.
It is time to go home.
Saben seneng lan kesel.
Everyone is happy and tired.
John Daly iku golfer terkenal.
John Daly is a famous golfer.
Dheweke seneng main golf saben dino.
He loves to play golf every day.
Nanging John duwe masalah kesehatan.
But John had health problems.
Dheweke ora bisa main kanggo wektu sing suwe.
He could not play for a long time.
De feeling sedih, nanging de ora nyerah.
He felt sad, but he did not give up.
John dilatih keras saben dinane.
John trained hard every day.
Kanca-kancane nyokong dheweke sedina-dina.
His friends supported him all the time.
Dheweke kerja keras lan ngeduweni kekuatan.
He worked hard and regained his strength.
Pungkasan, dheweke wis siap main maneh.
Finally, he was ready to play again.
Dheweke mlebu turnamen gedhe.
He entered a big tournament.
Dheweke main banget apik lan menang game.
He played very well and won the game.
Saben wong sorak-sorak kanggo dheweke ing turnamen.
Everyone cheered for him at the tournament.
John iku seneng lan bangga karo kasuksesan.
John was happy and proud of his success.
Iki minangka momen gedhe ing uripe.
This was a big moment in his life.
Tom lagi semangat kanggo belanja klambi anyar.
Tom was excited about shopping for new clothes.
Dheweke pengin kaos anyar lan sawetara sepatu nyaman.
He wanted a new shirt and some comfortable shoes.
Dadi, dheweke njupuk $10 saka tabungane.
So, he took $10 from his savings.
Dheweke mlaku menyang pusat perbelanjaan sing paling cedhak.
He walked to the nearest mall.
Nalika dheweke teka, toko iku kebak wong.
When he arrived, the store was full of people.
Tom ngelih sakitar lan krasa setiting.
Tom looked around and felt a bit overwhelmed.
Dheweke ora ngerti ing ngendi miwiti.
He didn't know where to start.
Sawise sawetara menit, dheweke mutusake kanggo njaluk tulung.
After a few minutes, he decided to ask for help.
Dheweke nyedaki anggota staf lan takon babagan kaos.
He approached a staff member and asked about shirts.
Anggota staf iku banget mbiyantu lan nuduhake dheweke gaya sing beda-beda.
The staff member was very helpful and showed him different styles.
Tom nemu baju sing apik, sing disenengi.
Tom found a nice shirt that he liked.
Dheweke njaluk sepiro biayane, nanging iku larang banget.
He asked how much it cost, but it was too expensive.
Tom rumangsa sedih, nanging dheweke ora nyerah.
Tom felt sad, but he didn't give up.
Ing pungkasan, dheweke nemokake kaos ing anggaran.
In the end, he found a shirt within his budget.
Ing taun-taun pungkasan, fenomena sudon internet seluler muncul dadi perhatian sing signifikan.
In recent years, the phenomenon of mobile internet shutdowns has emerged as a significant concern.
Pemerintah asring gunakake cara iki nalika protes kanggo ngirangi ketidakpuasan.
Governments often resort to this method during protests to mitigate dissent.
Tumindak iki, nanging, mungkatake pitakonan kritis babagan kebebasan individu.
This action, however, raises critical questions about individual freedom.
Nalika wong-wong dipotong saka piranti, komunikasi dadi tegang.
When people are cut off from their devices, communication becomes strained.
Keterhubungan iki bisa ngeterake salah ngerti lan frustrasi.
This disconnection can lead to misunderstandings and frustrations.
Saliyane, jaring sosial nandang nalika hak-hak dilanggar.
Moreover, the social fabric suffers when rights are infringed upon.
Minangka asil, kepercayaan antarane individu lan institusi bisa erosi.
As a result, trust between individuals and institutions can erode.
Tren kaya nambahake kebutuhan kanggo waspada luwih gedhe babagan hak digital.
Such trends underscore the need for greater vigilance regarding digital rights.
Persimpangan teknologi lan masyarakat terus berkembang.
The intersection of technology and society is ever evolving.
Kanggo navigasi pemandangan iki, individu kudu tetap ngerti lan proaktif.
To navigate this landscape, individuals must remain informed and proactive.
Pungkasan, keseimbangan antara keamanan lan privasi iku rumit.
Ultimately, the balance between security and privacy is delicate.
Nglawan tantangan iki mbutuhake pendekatan multifaset sing nimbang perspektif sing beda-beda.
Addressing these challenges requires a multifaceted approach that considers various perspectives.
Filosofi politik kuno asring-asring kerep gumantung marang konsep kebajikan.
Ancient political philosophies often hinge on the concept of virtue.
Kualitas iki asring ono gandengane karo urip sing apik, kaya sing teguh dening Plato.
This virtue is often associated with the good life, as espoused by Plato.
Nanging, pikiran politik modern asring kritik idealisme kuwi.
However, modern political thought often critiques such idealism.
Iku nekanake praktikalitas lan realisme nglawan ideal-ideal abstrak.
It emphasizes practicality and realism over abstract ideals.
Kunci modern teoris kaya Machiavelli gawe padang kompleksitas daya.
Key modern theorists such as Machiavelli illuminate the complexities of power.
Dheweke ngatur yen kekuasaan dudu mung sarana, nanging ugi minangka tujuan.
He argues that power is not merely a means, but an end unto itself.
Pandangan iki wis signifikan mengaruhi wacan politik kontemporer.
This perspective has significantly influenced contemporary political discourse.
In contrast, filsafat kuno nyorongake kebajikan kolektif lan kebajikan umum.
In contrast, ancient philosophies emphasize collective virtue and common good.
Wacana kunci iki penting kanggo ngerti pamarentahan dino iki.
These key notions are pivotal in understanding governance today.
Pungkasan, persimpangan ide iki ngasilake dialog sing luwih sugih.
Ultimately, the intersection of these ideas fosters a richer dialogue.
Nalika kita ngalihake kompleksitas tantangan dino-dino iki, filosofi iki tetep relevan.
As we navigate the complexities of today's challenges, these philosophies remain relevant.
Pelatih bal-balan lungguh kanthi tenang ing kantor, gumun marang karir sing dawa.
The football coach sat quietly in his office, reflecting on his long career.
Dheweke mikir babagan tantangan sing dihadapi tim ing Liga Mesir.
He thought about the challenges his team faced in the Egyptian League.
Saben pertandingan iku perang sing nyawurake dheweke menyang watesan.
Every match was a battle that pushed them to their limits.
Dheweke ngerti menawa motivasi iku wigati.
He knew that motivation was essential.
Saben pemain butuh ngrasakake dukungan saka para penggemar.
Each player needed to feel the support of the fans.
Dheweke tansah nyemangake dheweke kanggo menehi sing paling apik.
He always encouraged them to give their best.
Motivasi, dheweke percaya, bisa ngowahi kabeh.
Motivation, he believed, could change everything.
Nalika musim maju, kawijaksanaan nuntun para pemain.
As the season progressed, his wisdom guided the players.
Strategi dheweke gawa sukses lan persatuan kanggo tim.
His strategies brought success and unity to the squad.
Tim, diparenan, mainake atine-atine.
The team, energized, played their hearts out.
Kemenangan ora mung ngimpi, nanging kasunyatan sing ditresnani dening dheweke.
Victory was not only a dream, but a reality they cherished.
Liga iki, kebak talentu, dadi bagianing urip.
This league, full of talent, became a part of their lives.
Nalika pelatih mikir, dheweke rumangsa syukur kanggo saben wektu.
As the coach reflected, he felt grateful for every moment.